You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 890, hour one. My name is Max, and we start with music from Charles Ives and Mildred Cooper. Both of these are music for quarter tones for two pianos. We start with Quattro Magni performing a piece called Three Quarter Tone Pieces from Charles Ives. Largo, Allegro, and Chorale. This comes from a CD called Lounge Lizards, performed by Quattro Magni, who are Stephen Beck and Susan Grace on pianos. This was recorded at Packard Hall, Colorado College, Colorado Springs, in October of 2015, 1925. Composition by Charles Ives. We'll then hear a shorter piece called Xanadu, which was composed in 1930 by Mildred Cooper, and this is credited to Zeitgeist, the ensemble, but I believe both pianos are played by Zeitgeist member Nicola Melville. Music recorded in St. Paul, Minnesota, around 2002. First, we start with this 13-minute selection in three parts. Charles Ives, three quarter tone pieces performed by Quattro Magni, music on Bridge Records. Thank you. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 890, and we just heard music from Mildred Cooper, performed by Nicola Melville of the Zeitgeist Ensemble. I could be mistaken, but I believe she is playing both pianos here, but I haven't got all the liner notes, so I can't exactly figure it out. Credited to Zeitgeist, one of whose pianist, at least, is Nicola Melville. Music recorded in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2002. Composed by the Argentinian-born Mildred Cooper, who passed away in 1974 at a ripe age. That was a 1930 composition for two pianos in quarter tones, as was the first piece that we heard, Charles Ives' three quarter tone pieces, from performed by Quattro Magni, that is Stephen Beck and Susan Grace on pianos. We heard Largo, Allegro, and Chorale. That's on a CD called Lounge Lizards, performed by Quattro Magni on Bridge Records. 1925 composition for music in quarter tones by Charles Ives. And the next set, we'll hear some Arabian-inspired music, as well as a piece for a wild piece for cello and voice at the end. First, we will start with John King and his composition Free Palestine, and the piece we'll hear is called Huzam Khan Yunus, and this is a New World Records release. This features The Secret String Quartet, featuring John King playing oud, that's O-U-D, a kind of Middle Eastern lute, and oud is also on the next piece, which is called Bead Canto, and is performed by on the oud is performed by Mohammed Saleh, and percussion by Haytham Hassan. Music recorded in Doha, Qatar, for a CD called Music of Islam, Volume 4, Music of the Arabian Peninsula on Celestial Harmonies, released in 1997, as was the entire 15 volumes of the Music of Islam from Celestial Harmonies, long out of print, but many floating around, at least on the internet. And following that, we'll hear Emilie Gerard Charest and a piece called Détresse de la Montagne, Behind the Mountain, which is a composition by Sergio Castrillon, featuring cello and voice with processing, all performed by Emilie Gerard Charest, recorded at Studio 270 in Montreal in the summer of 2015. And this comes from a CD from Ambiance Magnétique called Emilie Préfère le Chant. Emilie prefers singing. And that will come up after these two pieces with featuring the ode, the Arab zither, or Arab lute. John King, Huzam Khan Yunus, starts us off with this piece from Free Palestine on New World Records. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 890, the Martian Gardens blog. For a complete playlist, is martiangardens.blog. That was Emilie Gerard Charest and Détresse de la Montagne, Behind the Mountain, a piece composed by Sergio Castrillon, and that was from 2012. Cello by Emilie Gerard Charest from her CD Emilie Préfère la Chante. Emilie prefers singing. And we have just enough time for Doug Anderson and his piece for his former teacher at Princeton, J.K. Randall. This is from a CD called, three CD set called JKR Past 3. On Open Space, released in 2007, music for Jim Randall's 75th birthday. This is a piece for piano strings, electric guitar pickups, and amplifiers, recorded at the composer's studio in 2005. Doug Henderson, Footfalls for Jim.